Welcome to the Wealth Equation Podcast with me, Wealth Ninja Kristen Wunsch. If you want to be wealthy, but money feels like physics and the thought of making a budget makes you want to die, stick around. Here, we break it all down super simply. We demystify wealth so you run your money instead of your money running you. We're here to ditch the hustle, earn more, hold more, and grow more simply. We're coming in hot with practical teachings, deep mindset shifts, and the perfect amount of woo-woo so that you become the kind of woman who creates wealth with ease. Money is a dance party if you let it be. You were born for wealth, and by pressing play, your up-level begins. Hello, hello, beauties. I've got a juicy one for you today. I just moved into a new home, and can I just say it is amazing to have the coziest little place, the most expansive feeling, and really the feeling of being supported and taken care of and totally free. And that is really related to the topic I want to talk to you about today, which is passive income. Most of you, I'm sure, if you're here listening, have got dreams of passive income, right? Not just clients and cash. Like, we don't just want to put a dollar value in your bank account. You want to think like and take the actions of the 1%, right? Like, how do the 1% get wealthy, stay wealthy, grow their assets, right? You want places you can draw money from. That doesn't mean you have to go out and get another client, right? Right now, you might be playing with a little bit of money, investing. You hear people talk about Tesla or Nvidia, Dogecoin, right? You throw a little bit of money here and there. I bet you you're not comfortable playing with more because you don't have a strategy or knowing where to put it, right? I think for many women, we worry about making bad investments and losing it all. And for many women that I meet, their track record around investing is typically that they've mostly lost money or they're flat, right? And that isn't because you're a shitty investor. That's just because you don't know the right strategy. And so I have something so freaking exciting for you guys. My team and I were literally giddy this week when we decided this on our team call. I am hosting a free masterclass. We've only done, I think, two free events this entire year. So this is a very rare chance for you guys to get in. It is the 3 simple steps to a passive income money machine. Whether you want to create your next 10K a year or a month or a week or a day, I'm breaking down exactly how to do this in 3 simple steps. You can jump into the show notes and scoop your spot. I'm running that on August 7th and 8th. So definitely get in. But when we think about passive income, right? Passive income, I actually hate the term. I considered whether to even use the words passive income in the marketing of this new masterclass we're running. Passive income sounds really sexy, right? But have you ever actually thought it through? The reason I hate the words passive income, because it just reeks of like get rich quick schemes or like crazy MLMs or, you know, earn 7 figures in 7 minutes, right? I actually don't think people spend enough time really considering what passive income really is. Passive income is passive. Now, I know this sounds really simple, but I think a lot of people don't quite get that. Passive income does not come from launching an ebook, right? The ebook that you had to spend 35 hours spamming your stories with, you know, every time you want to sell something, right? No one is just showing up to your website ready to buy. You've got to get them there, right? And so selling an ebook very rarely is actually passive. Passive income is not spending the next 2 years recruiting everyone in your family and friends and every single human you meet at the grocery store for your Isagenix or your doTERRA business, right? We are sold this dream when people talk about a lot of MLMs that it's passive income. And I actually don't think there's anything wrong with MLMs. And I think there is opportunity with them. But let's get really real at the amount of work required to create any kind of income from it, let alone passive, right? And for many, many MLMs, and this is something that they don't talk a lot about or that you don't really do the math on. First of all, the sheer number of hours required to get to any, you know, significant amount of money from them. But also for many, the way the pay is structured is if you don't continue to bring in more clients, your income will fall off, which means it's not passive. You have to keep doing more to continue bringing income in. Nothing about that is passive. Passive income is not a payment plan from your clients, right? Monthly recurring revenue is amazing. We love it. Revenue stacking, incredible, but it's not passive, right? Because as soon as that payment plan finishes, you have to go sign another client. You have to find income to replace it, right? You had to put in the work to sign the client in the first place, right? A passive income is not creating an online course or training, right? Again, you have to sell that training. People, I think in their mind sometimes, you know, if you're a service-based business, for example, maybe you sell, you know, like your massage therapist, or you sell, you know, serve other kinds of services, and you want scalable income, right? Income that can serve many more people. Maybe you decide to put all of the knowledge in your brain into a course. I think that's amazing. And definitely that can be an income stream. But again, you have to get clients to the website. You have to get customers buying it. You have to communicate in your marketing. You have to send emails. You have to build an email list. You have to, you know, maybe run Facebook ads to it. You have to sell that course. It doesn't just happen. Passive income is not building an e-commerce site and selling widgets through Amazon. Again, a lot of work required to go into that. Passive income doesn't come from just like being an entrepreneur, right? I think for so many of us, we get into business because we want freedom, right? I literally said this, I can't even remember how many times when I was running my co-working space. I make my own hours, but I work all the time. I said it over and over and over again because I was fucking addicted to work. But I want you, like, you guys all get really real on being an entrepreneur or building a business. For most of you, you're working a 40 plus hour work week, right? Maybe you're consulting or doing design work or, you know, writing. Maybe you have contract work that you're doing for someone. Maybe you're running a tech startup with a whole team. This all requires a lot of hours from you. I love entrepreneurship. I love running my business. I love the idea of building a business that you can eventually work fewer and fewer hours in, right? But just like, let's get clear, it's not passive, right? Passive income doesn't come from your rental property either. When you guys think about this, your renters' barrage of questions or the roof caving in, these all require woman hours. You got to keep the whole thing afloat. You've got to make sure those units are filled, right? Even if you have a property management company that does a lot of that for you, there is a certain amount of work that you are putting in. Who is sourcing the properties, right? Who's getting the financing for it? Who's doing all of the things that, you know, put those deals together, right? Who's making sure that economics, the finances of it all make sense, right? So some of these things, you know, it's possible to have passive income across some of these things, but I would say 90% of people don't actually have that. And I think a lot of people, again, idealize this notion of passive income without really thinking it through, sometimes without understanding what's involved, and sometimes just being a little bit delusional with ourselves about how much work we're actually doing for something. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be doing any of these things, but what I want you guys all to get clear on is that it's not passive if you have to add more hours to create it. The only true passive income is when you have assets that grow without you, i.e. market investments, right? If something relies on more of your time to grow, it's not passive. And I also think it's really important to remember that having assets that grow outside of your business, you know, for many of you guys, you invest heavily in your businesses, right? And you might invest in coaching or team or, you know, ads to grow and scale your business. And having assets outside of that that are also growing your money give you protection even when, you know, you have a down month or a down year, right? Or maybe it's harder to sell. I think a lot of people in the last kind of 12 to 18 months are finding business just harder, right? The market has changed. Maybe people are a little bit more discerning with their money. There are opportunities for sure, and you can grow in any market. And people aren't experiencing the same business growth that they were, you know, just a couple of years ago, right? COVID took off a lot of businesses, right? A lot of businesses just cranked. And now, more recently, business can be a little bit slower, maybe a little bit harder to, you have to put in more effort to get the same results, is what I think a lot of people are finding. That's definitely something I've experienced. And so it's, you think about that, you having that experience in your business, whether it's this year, last year, or a year coming up, right? Your market investments, your investment portfolio is growing regardless, right? And if you think about, so if you're experiencing challenge in business right now, or maybe even a down month or a down year, the market is up by 22%. At the time of recording this, the market is up by 22% over the last 12 months, right? So your business can be doing whatever it's doing, but your investments are cranking. So it gives you diversification across, like, consistency and predictability across knowing that your wealth, regardless of where it's coming from, is always growing for you. My client showed up to our coaching call last week and she's like, my investment account made like $4,000 yesterday. Now, this happened while she was on vacation at the lake house with her family. She was taking 3 weeks off, 2 weeks off from her business. Her money grows, whether she's looking at it or not, whether she's laughing over dinner with her family, whether she's getting 8 hours of shut eye, whether she's making love to her hubby. All of that happens without her doing more. And so when you guys think about having truly passive income for yourselves, it only comes from a couple of places. And this is what I love to create with clients. Because when you have a business that grows as you scale it, that's incredible. Like, I love women building scalable income, having income that, you can 10x, right? Like, the amount of money that you make is amazing. But when you actually create assets that are growing for you, assets that are paying for your coffees, assets that are paying for your rent, assets that eventually are paying for your entire life, right? We can calculate in 30 seconds, we can calculate your financial freedom number, which means the amount of money that you have sitting in investments that pays for your entire lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is, whatever that number is, right? That is possible. You only get that in a couple of ways, right? And this is what I am so excited to share with you guys on the 7th and 8th of August. So definitely jump in for our masterclass. It's going to be next level. It's going to be broken down so simply. It's going to bust so many of the myths that you guys currently have, or the stories that were fed from society about the notion of passive income, and most people never actually get there. Join us. I'm so excited. Jump into the show notes now and scoop your spot. Love you, humans. See you right back here next week. Thank you to everyone tuning in. It is always a vibe to be with you here every week. If you're digging the pod and you want to go deeper on mastering your money and growing your wealth, I invite you to book in a free wealth audit with me. You can find the link for that in the show notes. We'll spend some time diving into where you're at with money, where you want to be, and I'll give you a full breakdown of exactly how to get there. Give yourself the gift of doing that now. You can have more ease and clarity with money now. And let's be honest, you deserve it. I love you. And remember, you were born for wealth.